Everyone has a story. Everyone travels a road. Some of those roads are paved, some are gravel, some are a combination. Some are superhighways. Some of us have met with sharp turns, intersections, and delays. We travel at different speeds to different destinations. On this podcast, we talk about your road to now. Welcome to Your Road to Now. Today I sit down with Alexa Anderson of the Now Media Group. Hi, Alexa.
Hi, everyone.
How long have you been with the Now Media Group now?
I'm going on almost 2 years.
Wow, that's April. Awesome. And you work mostly with Nikki, I take it.
Yeah, and you.
And me. But Nikki more so. So that's been great. So what's you're from?
Calgary, Alberta.
Born and raised? In Cowtown? Calgary. Born and raised there.
Cowtown.
Cowtown.
I'm triple A Alberta beef.
Miss Calgary all?
I miss the people. I don't miss the cold. My family's there, obviously, so it's good to go back and see everyone, but I've been gone since I was 19. I'm 27 now, and I'm not going back anytime
soon. So you've been gone for a while. You're in Vancouver just prior to here, though?
Yeah.
So where's your favorite spot so far? Calgary, Vancouver, Kelowna?
Well, don't forget, I lived in Nelson, B.C.
Oh, Nelson, B.C. Wow, that must have been nice.
You know what? The grass you think is always greener everywhere else, but it was just fun to experience small town, big city, the Vancouver life, but so expensive. So I think Kelowna's where I feel.
You feel at home here now?
Yeah.
Yeah. Cool.
You know, I like wineries, so.
Like wineries. We've got an amazing view. Alexa and I are sitting up here in our studio here, high atop of Landmark 6 on the 16th floor, overlooking Kelowna. Pretty spectacular.
We're living a hard life
up here. No, it's pretty amazing. We've got those cameras that we put on the roof today. Well, not today. We announced them today, so those are awesome. So if you get a chance, take a look at those cameras on the Kelowna Now site. That's pretty amazing.
You can see the traffic, can't you?
You can see, it's a live stream, so you can see the traffic moving. It's just like watching video. So now there's the Southwest Cam and the East Cam.
Nice.
So what's been your most exciting thing so far working with Now Media?
Oh boy, it's crazy because not in a bad way. It feels like I've been here for years, but it's just crazy how fast we move. We've moved into a new office, but I would say one of the most exciting things for me was helping you guys with Level Up.
You're one of the key people for Level Up, not helping me. I love that photo that we have, the four of us walking out out in the front there.
Den.
Yeah, we'll use that for this podcast when we put this podcast up there. Yeah, no, it's pretty cool. It was amazing because I know that you'll tell me. How long did it take us for inception till
120 days.
120 days. So your task that day was to go into that boardroom 120 days prior to Level Up. Mm-hmm. Was to put something together for Nikki. She wanted a 20th year celebration. Yeah. And your idea. And
well, I remember I was so nervous because I'm still fairly new. I had to go walk into the boardroom with all the partners and the leadership team and be Nikki. And Nikki's strong and doesn't take no. And she told me if I don't come out of that office with this contest, she won't be impressed pretty much. So I was a little bit nervous to present the idea and everyone said no way. And then I was like, oh my God, I'm feeling Nikki. I know, like I have to get this. And then it's crazy. We just, all of us were talking and somehow we got on a conference and then we started branding it and talking about leadership and Level Up and
it just kind of morphed from there, right? And then you had a trade for Nikki and then you pitched that to Nikki. I think she came back in the room because she was late for the meeting. And
yeah, she was at a chamber meeting. That's why I had to step in and pretend I was Nikki.
So you got to pitch the idea, the alternative to her.
Yeah. And thank God. Thank God it was better because she was so excited. She said it's way better.
So that was 120 days? 120 days? Wow. And that involved you calling and reaching out to the people's people, I guess,
the
right?
The people's people. It was so much fun calling people and being like, hey, so, well, we were trying to actually book Gary Vee last year.
Mm-hmm.
It didn't work out. And then, I mean, we were calling everyone.
You were talking to Michelle Obama's people.
I know. That's a hard lady to get
to. That's a 2-year deal, I think, to kind of book that one.
Well,
but
yeah,
you talked to a lot of people.
We had to fill out so much paperwork for that. We didn't have time to get Michelle Obama.
So what was the highlight or the person that you most liked at Level Up? Which one was like that you took the most, like, or I guess we should back it up a bit. Which one were you most anticipating when they got here? Like, which one are you just like, oh my God, we got?
Well, I think we were super excited about Darren Hardy because you and Nikki had been doing those leadership course, his productive, whatever it's called.
Insane productivity.
Yeah. So I was excited to see him. And then I like Omar because marketing and Beats by Dre and Nike. And so that he was probably.
He had lots of appeal for the younger people for sure. I think he connected because a lot of people connect with the brands that he worked for.
Yes.
That was the big thing for sure. And then we got two former prime ministers. Mm-hmm. One came easy. One came pretty easy.
Yeah.
And you that was funny because as you were doing those, I kind of laughed because at first you were kind of just like, yeah, whatever it costs is, we'll pay for that.
Yeah.
And as you moved along, you're just like, no, I'm negotiating now.
we learned a lot this first round of level up. You're going to give them an offer. It's like buying a house. And then you're like, no, we need this too. So,
yeah, no, it was good.
But also, I mean, the best was when John Kretchen said no to us. And then you said, what was your line?
We respectfully decline your no for these reasons. Yeah. And then he took another couple of weeks to actually say yes. And they talked about
bullets. We weren't sure we were going to get Jean Kretchen. It was very last minute.
Right down to the wire, for sure.
And then we were all nervous because everyone was... That was the hard thing, also. It was our first time. It was in a church, so everyone thought it was just going to be religious. And then we had politics.
Yeah.
So we were really trying to tell everyone...
And the election's happening right away.
The election was happening, and everyone didn't believe us that we were bringing in 8 speakers. Everyone thought it was just going to be... videoed in, and it's like, no, these people are here coming.
There's a little Missouri kind of state here, you know. The Missouri is a show me state. People are just like, well, we're not really sure. I think even at the end some people were thinking, oh, it's going to be televised, because I think there is a summit there that's televised, so they kind of got confused. So I guess the lead up to the event was pretty stressful. I mean, we were trying to coordinate a lot of things and never having done it before. I mean, pretty big accomplishment. There was a lot of people reaching out to say, hey, we can help event organization.
Yeah.
We didn't take really anybody's help because I guess for one thing, we wanted to make sure we did it our way.
Yeah.
I think that was the big thing.
I agree.
And then I guess one of the other things is that not only did we do a leadership event with 8 speakers in a venue in high tech, and it was an amazing an event, and I mean, people are talking about it still, how great it was. We also decided we should do a banquet.
I know.
And a lunch.
And lunch speakers.
I think that goes a lot back to your experience with the Canucks with the Aquilini group, how you were able to coordinate all that. So that was kind of
I've always just come from like a fast paced environment, being in hospitality, and I mean, Canuck games, I would have like 70 reservations that I had to deal with and manage a big like room full of people that would rent them out, and people are moving fast because they're trying to go to the game and they need all their bills. Try this: you have, I think, 1,000 people in your restaurant and your systems go down, so you can't even get them to pay their bills, and they're trying to go to the hockey game. Like, I've had to really problem solve in situations. So I mean, I still think Level Up is the biggest thing I've been a part of, and I'm like, wow, it happened.
We did that. That's awesome. Back to your Canucks thing, I remember you shared a story with me how Alexa does it all. So somebody skipped a bill on you and you chased them down the street?
My parents aren't really proud of that story, but I actually chased someone down the viaduct. They stole $5,000 from us, and I was able to get it back. However, if I could go back in time, I would tell people, it's not worth it.
Mm-mm.
Your safety.
Yeah, I know for sure. That's a scary moment.
I was a hero that day. Wonder Woman is what everyone was calling me. You know what? I did it in 5-inch heels and a dress too.
Wow.
So, and I jumped over those like bars, like in the, like the,
the turnstiles.
Yeah.
Yeah. Awesome. Yeah. So what's the biggest memory from Level Up for you? Like, what is the biggest thing that you remember?
Gosh, it's weird because it's so... We were so busy, and we didn't really get to watch a lot of it because we were on the backside making sure. I mean, Stephen Harper was
Late. Fashionably late. Oh,
fashionably late.
He's like, as I'm walking to me, he's like, "Oh, Jim, what time am I on?"
Like, ten minutes ago.
Yeah. He's like, "Oh, I wish somebody would have told me that."
You know what the best is? I was on the headset and I was like, "The eagle has landed." And then Jean-Pierre Chen came in and I was like, "The second eagle has landed." Honestly, it was just like so amazing to personally shake Jean Chrétien's hand, and he's so cute. He reminds me of my like great grandpa. He's just so genuine and such a nice, funny mm-hmm. guy.
The green room was fun for sure, yeah. And we got to spend some time in the green room, and I probably spent 2 hours with Jean Chrétien in the
That's
back
amazing.
Room, and I know that there was a great thing for our team, the ones that were back there, to spend some time with the speakers and that.
Yeah,
a little
I think
bit
that
before.
Was the best, is spending time with the speakers one-on-one and just talking to them.
The feedback from the community, I mean, we did that piece after and we got feedback from a lot of people and they were pretty impressed with what went on.
Mm-hmm.
And then so I think a few days after we were a little frazzled and Nikki's like, "We're not doing it again."
It's funny because the whole process in the 120 days, like people can't see it, but there's lots of ups and downs. We didn't sell tickets for like 3 weeks.
Yeah, there were some rough patches for sure.
Our team, we've had some fights, but you know, one of us always was pulling each other up, or we were trying to be positive, or yeah, we were like, "We can do this, we can do this, we can do this."
Nothing ever that's worthwhile is easy, that's for sure. So, I mean, it's if
like,
it was easy,
sweat,
everybody'd do it.
Tears, everything went into it.
I mean, our company put up a lot of money for that too. So,
well, and I think that's what's frustrating is that people think that, oh, like we should be giving this for free, and it's like, well, no, we're putting out lots of money to try mm-hmm. and elevate.
Yeah, we put $500,000 out for those speakers,
yeah.
Whether one person was sitting in the seats or whether it was gonna be a nice intimate setting, or it was gonna
for us to make money. It was we wanted to elevate Kelowna.
I think we wanted to make an impact for sure, and
yeah.
I think we did, which is great. And a big hats off to you because you're a yeah. big part of it.
Thank
and
you.
And a big part of this year, too.
Mm-hmm.
So this year's, we're trying to do bigger and better and faster, of course. So we decided to do 3 lead-up events to the main event. And we've already booked Gary Vaynerchuk, which Alexa and I were on the phone with last year trying to get with Zach, trying to book
Gary V.
And Zach hasn't changed.
No.
Yeah, we'll leave it there.
Yeah.
It's amazing that we got Gary V, which has caused quite the stir in the community. I mean, from young people to older people to most people know
you
who
know
he
what,
is.
Though I think the timing this year, like I know we tried last year for him, but I think this year is more impactful. He is blowing up everywhere right
I know,
now.
He's on
so
everything.
I think it's good that the world is working out, stars are aligning. Gary V was supposed to come this year, not last year. So.
Yeah, and I'm taking the Gary V challenge. This is part of this mm-hmm. podcasting thing, putting myself out there and like LinkedIn and TikTok.
You're ahead. You're way ahead of us all. I can't even figure out my TikTok. I don't know how to follow
I think I suck on TikTok too, but I'm trying anyway. But
whatever.
LinkedIn, I'm working LinkedIn. And
so
and,
am I. Yeah, I'm loving LinkedIn.
I think LinkedIn's cool. And then this will end up on LinkedIn as well. And this is kind of the profile we're going to do. Start doing a profile. We'll be doing a profile on Alexa on LinkedIn. So that's kind of cool. She's done great things for this company. She helps Nikki all the time, helps me all the time. So I think
we try my best.
We need people like Alexa's in this company.
And no, I cannot tell you what the weather is.
You get that a lot, I'm sure. I think I've said it enough.
No, it's just hilarious being Alexa in 2002. When did Alexa come out?
I'm not sure.
5 years ago?
I think it's popular in the last couple of years
for
sure.
Yeah, it's just everyone that I... So if you meet an Alexa, maybe just don't start with it. I don't know what all the other Alexas are feeling out there, but it's like, okay, so Amazon, I'm suing.
So if you're going to have Alexa over for dinner, turn your Alexa off because it'll be saying, "I don't understand. I don't understand."
No, Nikki always references me as her real live Alexa. But no, it's good.
Yeah. So looking forward to this year, I take it?
Yeah, we have
so much on the go.
So much on the go. It's funny because I think there's been twice in 2 years that I was like, oh, like we've kind of slowed down, and then literally next day I'm like, ah,
we're on fire.
Am I swimming? My head's under the water.
Well, we're going to do a quick fire with Alexa like we do with everybody.
Oh, boy.
I mean, with everybody. I mean, I'm doing this so many times already.
I'm not great at quick.
No, this is easy. This is easy stuff.
Okay.
This is all just kind of local stuff. Ready?
Yeah.
Favorite place to dine in Kelowna?
See, that's hard for me. People are going to hate this answer. I'm an Earl's girl. I love Earl's food.
Earl's got good food. We got a good view, good food.
It's cheap. I used to work at Earl's, hated it. Yeah.
Their breakfast is great. Like, if you go on Saturday, I think, if you go for the early bird brunch, it's amazing.
I know.
Earl's has got it going on. We should go there today for brunch. Nice. Talk to Nikki. Nice. No, it's great.
But I love Earl's. Local, I like Blue Tail Sushi.
Blue Tail Sushi? Yep. You were there just the other day.
I know. Nice. I got you sushi.
Yeah, you did.
Or not sushi.
You got me some shrimp. You're trying to kill me, I think.
Is that what was in there?
There was a couple pieces.
Oh my God, Nikki ordered that. Whoops. Maybe trying to kill you.
Yeah. Book. You don't read a lot of books.
So, yeah. I don't read a lot of books. But you mean like Dr. Seuss books don't count?
Is there a mentor that
those are good stories.
They are good stories.
Eggs and ham.
They stood the test of time.
Yeah. I read a lot of, I don't really want to call them like self-help books, but like affirmation, positive thinking kind of books, just trying to always be positive and have a good mindset. Or I like reading textbooks. It's weird.
Like, put you to sleep.
Took to Cuba my textbook for a small A course, so like wine knowledge.
Nice. The your favorite social channel?
Instagram.
Stories or posts?
I like stories.
You like the stories? I like the stories too. You can be more creative. Yeah. You can kind of like draw on them and do pictures. I know some people are probably just, Jim, you're probably doing a little bit too much.
I mean, there's some people out there that do it too much. I don't know if you're there yet.
I'll keep working at it. Movie you love? Like, is there a movie that you've seen a ton of times that you just keep watching over and over? You're a Disney girl, aren't you?
Yeah, I was going to say. It's probably my boyfriend makes fun of me. I'm like a child. I'd watch, like, The Lion King over and over again.
I think you and my daughter Kim could probably curl up for, like, 3 weeks and just watch the whole Disney show.
I don't know why. It just brings you back to those good memories.
Who doesn't like a princess story?
Right?
Yeah. No, it's awesome. If you had a movie about Alexa, who plays Alexa?
Ooh, I don't know.
Nobody?
No one comes to mind, but I'm sure.
Meg Ryan?
I don't know. There's a lot of people that like Hayden. Oh, what's her name? Oh, I don't know.
I'm not good with movie star names either.
No, me either. I don't know. I get a few people that are, you look like so-and-so. I don't know what her name is. She's off Nashville. I don't know. She's short and blonde. I was like, oh.
If you could go back in time and give advice to your 20-year-old you, what would you say?
Listen to your dad.
My dad. They do tend to know stuff.
I'm like, every time I remember being, you know, as young females grow up, yeah, okay, dad, whatever, you don't know anything. And then you look back and you're like, darn, good advice, Dan.
What in the world scares you right now? What are you, like, scared of?
I guess for everyone, technology is such a big thing, and it's going to be harder to get jobs and stay, or you have to make yourself valuable. It's like Alexa. Alexa can take over Alexa.
That's right, for
so
sure.
So I think that's kind of scary. As much as I love technology and connecting, and you're able to connect with more people, it also takes away from face-to-face communication, and I do think that's still really important. I don't like seeing when you go out to a restaurant and you're always on your phone. And
everybody's on a device.
Yeah, or you're with a friend and you're like, cool, I'll just talk to myself.
You see it lots of times. You'll see like six people sitting there at the table and they're all on their phones. Just like, are they texting each other or what are they doing?
I'd rather just hang out by myself then, or be on my phone alone, I guess.
So what's getting you up in the morning? What's got you excited? What are you like so excited about?
Well, I'm so excited to work for the Now Media Group. I don't know. Like you said, work shouldn't feel like work. Obviously, we have our hard days here, but we have so many exciting ideas and we have so much to do. And I don't know. We lose time. Like, Time flies by here.
Time does fly for sure. And it doesn't, to me, that never feels like work. I mean, some people say, oh, Jim, you shouldn't work so hard. I'm like, well, I don't feel like I'm working at all. So yeah. As long as I continue to feel like that, I'll continue doing what I'm doing.
Yeah, no, I don't know. So many exciting things. And the great thing about the Now Media Group is they take a lot of input from their employees. So if you have an idea, you share it, and then usually we run with it or try it out, test it out.
I mean, I think the opportunity is what you make of it, and you're mm-hmm. proof of that, because you've taken, you know, you started, you didn't know when you were starting. No. You were just kind of like bounced around a little bit, just like, oh, who wants Alexa?
Yeah, who wants me?
Now they're fighting for you. But you kind of take the opportunity what's in front of you and kind of grow that opportunity. And I think, you know, with what you did with Level Up and what you're going to continue to do with Level Up is kind of proof of that. And the cool thing with Level Up is you're meeting people that a lot of people are never going to have that opportunity. Like, you're shaking the hands of two former prime ministers and then a lot of these people that are on world stages. I mean, yeah, they're going to know your name, and then the mayor knows who you are in town. All the counselors know who Alexa is. I mean, you're fairly well known with what you do with Nikki all day long too, right? No, so that's pretty cool.
I'm super lucky.
Yeah, I know. It's a big opportunity, and you're making the most of it too, so.
Well, I think that's just what you got to do. I mean, like everyone and myself, I struggled at the start here because I didn't really, yes, I have a marketing degree. I come from hospitality. It was my first Monday to Friday, 8 to 5 kind of job. And it's a big change, but once you just try and keep trying and move things around, and then you speak up and say, I told you guys I'm passionate about events, and I'm very extroverted and a little
bit. you're selling Level Up tickets wherever you go. On the airlines, in the elevators, in the restaurants.
I think that was a little much, but you know.
So what advice would you give to other, you graduated Okanagan College, and you're like their poster girl too. You're like on all those brochures, and we're gonna put that in the story too, because that's amazing. So
well, it's funny because I never thought I would go to school, because I've always struggled with school, and I finally went, I was gonna do a diploma, and I was like, oh, okay, they suck you in too, it's like a business. So then you're like, okay, 2 more years, I got my degree, and then like I said, didn't know what to do with it. But that's probably one of the, like, I know a lot of people go to school these days, but that's one of those things I'm so proud of, because it actually was so hard for me. I had to push through it. It took me, you know, like, this project would take someone maybe 2 hours. It took me 6.
Mm-hmm. Education's a filter.
Yeah.
And you know what I mean? And that's what people don't get a lot of times. Education's a filter. If you can make it to the end, you pass through. It doesn't matter how hard it is to get through. If you can pass through, that's alone tells people that you can do what's put in front of you.
Yeah. And you can finish something.
Yeah, that's right.
So I do think school is important. But I don't know. I always struggle because I feel a little bit wise for my age. I see a lot of people my age, and they want all this culture, and they want all this time off, and they don't have much of a work ethic, or, you know, they want all this extra free time to do things. I don't know. I grew up with parents who are entrepreneurs, and they work their ass off. Am I allowed to say that on
here? Yeah, no, for sure. I think a lot of people, and this is the funny part, because I think there's a bit of confusion out there, because you'll see this super successful people like Steve Jobs and, you know, late Steve Jobs and Jeff Bezos and Arnold Schwarzenegger. You'll see them on there, and they say the same thing. It's all about hard work. Elon Musk talks about working, you know, 100-hour weeks, and if he can work more, he'd work more. And they keep working even after they find success. I mean, Elon Musk is probably going to be one of the first trillionaires, him and Bezos, but they still work. They still go to work because they love what they do. Yeah. And I think it is, once you find your passion, it changes from work to what you want to do. And I think that's the big thing. I think a lot of people just haven't found what they want to do. So what they want to do is maybe a little bit different than...
Well, I think most people my age come out of college or university and you think you're going to be making the $80,000 because you have a degree. You think you're going to be making $80,000, $60,000. It's not reality. You start off small and you work your way up and you prove yourself. And the only way you're going to do that is by working hard. And you know what? And also, you might fail at things, but you just have to be honest, and then usually it works out.
Failure's a good thing. Yeah. It's a teacher.
Yeah.
Failure loves to teach.
Yep. So, I don't know. I wish I could sit here and tell people, like, yeah, I mean, I love quality, like, of life like everyone else. I enjoy going to wineries, hang out with my friends.
Well, you just went to Cuba. That was amazing, wasn't it?
Oh, my God. We could have a whole podcast alone for that. I might be on here more than once.
7 days of not so much relaxation. Oh, my
God. But that's what I mean. I was excited to come back to work.
Well, that's good. We're excited to have you back. Yeah. I missed you for those 7 days.
But it felt like a long time. But I don't know. I just really hope to see, like, my generation. Just you just have to work hard and you have to try and fail and get up and do it again and try something new or speak up if you're unhappy. And usually if you have good leaders, they'll find you something else or try and find a new path for you.
Put yourself out there.
Yeah.
Take some risks.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Stop being lazy. Get off Netflix. I mean,
there's good shows on Netflix.
I know. I'm not saying I don't sit there and binge sometimes, but
yeah, no, yeah,
like our youth, like, come on.
Everybody melts down. That's all we have for today.
Yeah, sorry, I probably
no, it's babble. Awesome. We'll get Alexa on again. We'll get Alexa doing her own podcast. She's a natural at this. No. Anyway, thank you.
What do I say?
Bye now.
Bye now.
And we're out. Thank you for taking the time out of your day to listen in. If you'd like to be part of this podcast, we'd love to share your story and your road to now.